Okay, episode 18, acquisition.
Sarangi.
Gooch. Gooch, itai, Krajan Voit.
You're not. No, I'm Citron. Kwethibu.
Nandim. Vani Ide.
Vani Ide.
There's no subtitles for that?
Nope.
Okay. Because USS Enterprise hasn't come into contact with Ferengi yet?
That's true. Been here. It's been a long time. And my time is finally near. I will see my dreams come alive at last. I will touch the sky. And they're not gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not gonna change my mind. Cause I've got faith of the heart. Going where my heart will take me. I've got faith to believe I can do anything. I've got strength of the soul. No one's gonna bend or break me. I can reach any star. I've got faith. Faith of the heart. Warp 3.5.
Maybe there are aliens waiting till we get warp technology.
Yeah.
Maybe they're Vulcans.
They're Ferengi. They think they can't breathe our air.
They're Ferengi.
I wonder what's going on with Clint Howard's in this.
Huh.
Clint Howard's in everything, man. Conversations in Ferengi. Well, they're all unconscious for some reason.
Isolana!
They don't like their small ears.
Isolana!
Isolana. Episode is going to be in Ferengi with no.
Latinus Val.
That's their gas. They put the gas on the ship. I really like T'Pol. We have to do stuff. That's Clint Howard.
Oh, wow.
He's a Ferengi.
I mean, he kind of looks like a Ferengi without the makeup.
The lobes.
Yeah. It's got the teeth.
Voidemon.
Narah.
Yeah, Narah. What are you doing? You tell him, Clint.
Milk, lot, mules.
Tuxoon?
Bishabu dole.
Rashipe.
He was in sick bay?
No, he was in the decon, and so he didn't get affected.
Doc, is my time up yet?
Trip, you're gonna have to save the day, so...
He was isolated.
You said 20 minutes. It's been at least an hour. Getting a little well done in here. Doctor? Hello?
Everybody's unconscious.
Oh, he has to be let out?
Yeah. Yep, he can't just get out. But he probably knows
he can override it. He's an engineer. Beep, boop, boop.
Ow! Finally got the door halfway open. He's like, what the what?
Hello? You okay? Everyone's taking naps. Why are they taking naps?
As long as they're not taking dirt naps.
Nap time's not for another half hour.
It's not time for a siesta. Oh, they haven't got anything yet. They're getting ready to take whatever they want.
Centriat, detach. Shukusafi,
Guzalus.
Detach. They're stealing stuff. How did the Ferengi gas get onto the ship in the first place?
They probably beamed it there. They have beaming technology. Oh, they're taking torpedoes.
Hey,
come back with those torpedoes.
Hey, that's ours.
Now, this would be a commercial if you were watching on commercial TV.
On UPN.
Oh, he took the Enterprise plaque.
The nameplate? Oh my gosh.
Because it's made out of bronze or something. Oh, he really wants to haul. He's taking her. She's mine.
Yes. Dashar, Dashar. What?
He's taking the whole seat assembly for the navigator. Smells, so he really wants them.
Same size.
How long do they think they have?
I don't know. This must have been some powerful gas.
Hoshi's waking up. Come on, Hoshi, wake up. Nope, guess not. I was hoping she was. Trip is the only one awake.
And he's in his skivvies.
What's he gonna do?
What can he do against all those Ferengi?
He could beam them away, right?
The only one beaming technology on the ship only works if you're in the pad. Well, they're gonna take the captain's chair now. Oh, they're taking the captain. Well, that's right. They do like to take hostages. They ransom.
In Galahadi.
Wake up.
Who are you?
In Galadukabi?
I don't understand. What?
Careful, because it's going to be at an angle.
Magorin, do what I'm saying.
Sit there!
Finally, we got English.
Who the hell are you?
Universal translator kicked in?
Who we are is unimportant. Do you command the ship?
I'm the captain. What have you done to my crew?
They're sleeping. They won't be harmed as long as you cooperate.
What do you want?
Where is the location of your vault?
Vault? I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe the translator's malfunctioning.
He understands.
This is a vessel of exploration, not a cargo ship. We don't do any commerce. Whatever it is you're after, you won't find it here.
You carry no valuables of any kind. No precious gems, no latinum.
No. I just told you.
Liar!
Whoever you are, just take what you want and get off my ship.
Cousin, maybe we should. We've made some good acquisitions already.
There's more here. He's hiding something.
I agree with Krem. Let's take what we have and go.
What do we have? Scanners, low-grade weapons, nothing but trinkets.
Don't forget about the females. Some of them are worth their weight in latinum. If we leave now, we could make the next slave market on Stamaris.
Whoa. Slave market?
You're right, Krem. Pick out the females that will bring the best price.
I already have.
It was a pleasure doing business with you.
Wait.
That was their little
slide. You've reconsidered?
I'll show you where the vault is. If you let me keep half the gold.
Gold pressed platinum.
Gold bars. Hundreds of them. But I keep half.
10%.
40.
15.
35. And not a bar less. You'll never find the vault without my help.
20% final offer.
No deal. I'd rather you take the women and go. 35%? That's not a bad offer, Ulysses. Maybe we should consider it.
No. We'll find the vault ourselves. Graham, start loading the merchandise.
Why am I always stuck doing the menial labor?
Make him do it.
Oh, not there. Over here.
You're gonna make a habit out of this. You might want to get a bigger ship.
It's not
my ship. It's my cousins.
Really?
How's all their fruit?
Getting the impression you were in charge.
This is only my first month on the job.
How do you like it so far?
My cousin's a skillful merchant. I'm learning a lot from him. Oh, you better slide that over to make room for the others.
What's a month to a Ferengi?
What do you need all this for anyway? You seem to already have plenty of technology.
One can never have too much. The rules of acquisition say expand or die.
Rules of acquisition?
That's rule number 45. I've memorized all 173, including the most important one. A man is only worth the sum of his possessions.
That sounds like
back on my homeworld, that kind of thinking almost destroyed our civilization.
Ferengi makeup.
You should have managed your businesses better.
Listen to his voice. It's the guy who plays
Come
Shran.
On.
Jeffrey Combs.
Shran.
We have a lot more moving to do.
Shran.
Oh.
Listen to his voice.
Andorian?
Andorian, yeah.
Andorian? So what do you do? Split the profits equally between the four of you?
Oh, my cousin determines the shares.
Hear his voice?
You must get a bigger percentage than your crewmates.
Actually, I get the smallest.
That doesn't seem fair. You're the one doing all the work.
My cousin knows what's best for me. He manages all my financial transactions.
Really?
I don't have the lobes for business.
I assume he charges you for his services.
Of course. He wouldn't be a very good businessman if he didn't. Never allow family to stand in the way of profit.
Another one of your rules?
Number six. My cousin's going to help me acquire my own ship someday.
Sure sounds like Jeffrey Combs.
You think you could bring me a glass of water? It comes out of a dispenser in the mess hall.
I'll be right back.
Ooh, do you think you could bring me some food while you're at it? Whatever's left in the serving case. That is, if you haven't already taken everything.
I gotta wait till we see the credits, but it sure sounds like Jeffrey Combs.
You all right, Captain? Never better, you. From what I can tell, you and I are the only ones on the ship still standing. I would have tried to wake some of the others, but there's nothing left in sickbay to do it with.
I'm not surprised these aliens are taking everything they can get their hands on.
Who are they?
I don't know yet. Can you get a phase pistol?
They cleaned out the armory.
There are 14 weapons lockers on this ship. They can't have emptied every one of them.
Trust me, Captain, I've already checked.
I've got an idea. But you're gonna need some help to pull it off. They used a hypo spray to wake me up. It's in launch bay 2.
This is pretty good.
Glad you're enjoying it.
Maybe we should take your cook with us.
Do you mind?
Oh.
Because a guy's in his underwear, you think the worst.
I assume you have an explanation.
Dr. Phlox made me clear bioscan after I got back from that lunar survey. While I was in decon, something knocked out the entire crew. Aliens are in control of the ship.
That artifact you brought back from the lunar surface, it must have been placed there intentionally. When I opened it, the canister released some kind of gas.
trying to hype
this up. Female is different from the others. What species is she?
She's a Vulcan. Vulcan. They're really not all that interesting once you get to know them.
I'd like to get to know this one. Maybe I won't sell her. Right away.
Trust me. She's got no sense of humor. She's always complaining. Krim.
Knocked him out. Oh, you had the chance.
Yeah.
You okay?
There are times I wish Vulcans hadn't learned to repress their violent tendencies.
Come on, we got work to do.
What about the others?
I can't wake anybody else up. This hap spray is empty. Let's go. Unless you want to be sold into slavery.
On Stamaris, wherever that is.
Deep enough. This is their vault. I saw one just like it on a Gabarian ship.
Why would they keep a vault in the medical bay?
Rule of acquisition number 23. Nothing is more important than your health. Except for your money.
I don't see a locking mechanism.
It must use some sort of magnetic field. Clint Howard. I'll need microchargers to blow it open.
Hold on.
This is a waste of time. We've only got 3 hours before they begin to wake. It'll take days to search every hatch.
You'll find it, Mewk. Be patient. Open those.
Empty. I found something.
Gold?
No. But it looks like quality merchandise. Oh, splendid craftsmanship.
Add it to the pot.
Do I look like a mink to you? This beauty's going in my personal collection.
We agreed to split our profits.
You said the ship would make us rich. We'll be lucky if we break even.
We had a deal.
I'm amending it. Anything I find, I keep.
Fine. I'll just deduct it from your share of the gold.
Some kind of probe or something?
That's an anal probe. Why is it always...
You should return to the ship. And what are you doing?
Looking for the vault.
They're not going to put it on a map, you idiot.
I know that. But look. If I'm not mistaken, these are the captain's quarters.
So, that's where you keep your latinum.
What's the quickest route?
We could take this elevator to this deck
and cut through here.
It's worth a look. Weapons! Where is it coming from?
Over here! Make it stop!
Let's get to their captain's quarters.
shoot something.
I guess.
Where are my scanners? I left them right here.
You should be more careful with your acquisitions.
Oh, oh! Open your bag.
No.
Open it.
Are you calling me a thief?
Everybody knows you'd steal the wax out of your own mother's ears.
Please, gentlemen, we're partners.
Partners don't rob from each other. Why would I bother taking some worthless scanners?
Worthless?
I didn't put them there.
Oh, really? Then who did?
I tell you, I don't know.
Maybe they just jumped off the table and crawled inside. Where's the other one? There were three.
Don't look at me.
Give it back.
Get away.
Come back here!
You heard me? You cheating, no good liar.
There.
She hasn't.
That one.
I'm surprised your friend didn't get electrocuted. You can't just yank out an antimatter injector like it was a light bulb.
Would you mind?
I'll have to take the injector assembly offline.
Warp core parts are in high demand.
Even if your cousin does find the vault, what makes you think he's going to share the gold with you?
We have a contract.
If you never see the vault, you'll never know what's in it. He could try to cheat you out of your share.
He wouldn't cheat me.
What happened to never allow family to stand in the way of profit? I've seen the way the others treat you.
One of them said you have no talent for business. Why not prove them wrong?
I've got a proposition for you. Help me capture your associates, and I'll show you where the vault is. We'll split the gold, 50-50. Once they're in the brig, you can fly off a wealthy man. You said you always dreamed of having your own ship.
How do I know you won't double-cross me?
You're the one holding the gun. Think about it. No more taking orders. Getting stuck with the menial work. I'll even throw in the Vulcan female. So, what'll it be? Opportunities like this don't come along every day.
Onto its language. It's a lower life form, you fool. Probably the captain's next meal.
Don't be so sure. Look at the size of its ears.
I could get several bars of lightning for this creature at the Malorzian Zoo.
There's nothing here. Let's search the other corners.
I've had enough of vault hunting for one day. You two have fun.
Poor Porthos. He's going to the Malorzian Zoo.
Who's there? Awake.
Get him, Clint Howard.
All according to plan. He's pretending.
He didn't see who it was, so I guess I'll get him.
Oh, he bit his ear.
That's the whole sense of the heart.
Pull the Mike Tyson. Oh.
Oh, he's got that.
Why aren't you asleep?
Expect me to put it? There's hardly any room left on your ship. I think it's time you decided what you really want to keep.
I'll ask you this.
Can't you make a simple decision by yourself? If you want to run your own ship someday, maybe you should start showing a little initiative.
I'm not the one in charge.
And you never will be with that attitude.
Who's this?
My chief engineer.
Why is he awake?
Don't ask me.
Are there others?
I haven't seen anybody. You?
The anesthesia isn't supposed to wear off for another 2 hours. Maybe we used the wrong dosage. There could be others awake. We should leave.
Not without the gold.
Forget the gold. We'll never find it.
If you want to leave, take one of their shuttlecraft. I'll be happy to keep your share.
You expect me to go empty-handed?
You can keep the shuttlecraft and the females.
That's not good enough.
It'll have to be.
You'll regret this, Ulysses. Get out. Rish, help me with the women.
Wait. I'll show you the vault.
Trip.
Leave the women here. I'll let you have the gold.
Not another word, Commander. That's an order.
I'm not letting them take my wife.
Wife?
She's not the one with the pointy ears, is she? No. Her name's Hoshi. And you're gonna keep your filthy hands off her. Do we have a deal?
You take them anywhere near that vault, and I'll throw you in the brig for insubordination.
You don't give a damn about this crew. All you care about is your precious gold.
I'm warning you, Trip.
You're a greedy son of a bitch.
What's your wife worth? 5 bars of gold, maybe 6? Let them take Hoshi, and I'll give you 10.
What?
All right, 15.
I accept your offer. You'll leave the women?
You have my word as a businessman.
Follow me.
Wait here. I'll go. So you can cheat us out of our share? Hide it in the bottom of your bag? I plan to count every bar of that gold myself before it leaves the vault.
We'll count it later.
Oh, I know you too well, Ulysses.
If he's going, I'm going.
Me too.
We can't all go. Time's running out. Someone has to stay and finish loading this ship.
That's Krem's job.
I'm tired of doing this job. I don't want to do all the menial work. Krem, it's time that I showed a little initiative. I have the lobes for business. You just never give me the chance to prove it. Get back to work. Yes, cousin.
Yes, cousin.
You sure told him.
Get back to work.
No. No, I won't.
Ah. My back.
What about it?
I think I pulled a muscle. It's an old water polo injury. Flares up every now and then. I just need to rest.
We don't have any time. If Ulysses comes back and we're not finished...
Then you'd better get working.
To sleep didn't affect me in the same way. My body works differently than the humans.
Humans?
Humans?
That's the name of their species. They're a terrible race. Deceitful. Cruel.
Why do you live with them?
It wasn't my choice. I'm a captive here. They've enslaved me. Please take me with you.
You would make a handsome wife. Do you know how to perform a vox?
I'm well trained in the arts of pleasure.
Oh.
But I'm not familiar with umox.
She should have taken his gun too.
She's got it all.
What?
Haven't we been through this section?
Not yet.
I recognize that conduit.
We have 1,000 conduits like that on this ship.
We're going in circles.
This way.
Isn't there a more direct route?
That's the beauty of this thing. It's impossible to find unless you know exactly where you're going.
How much further?
Keep your shirt on. It's close.
Trip.
Watch your head.
I've seen that.
Is this your plan? To walk us to death? Is this some kind of trick?
Relax. We're here.
It's all yours. Open it. Open it!
Better let me go in first.
Why?
Knowing Captain Archer, he's probably rigged the place with booby traps. Just give me a few minutes to check it out.
No! You could have a weapon hidden in there. I'll go. No! I can't. Not without me, you won't. You'll fill your pockets with gold.
Get your hands off me!
What a little thing!
Get away from that hatch! Out of my way!
Please, I want my share! Fine!
It's the bridge.
I'll gnaw your hands off!
My goo! My goo!
It's a trap!
Thank you. she missed that third
shot. Sorry, fellas. Bank must be closed today.
Tie him up.
Did it work?
Perfectly.
Here, the key.
Oh.
Not that interesting. No sense of humor. Always complaining.
I'll make it up to you. 5 bars of gold? Open these things, Sub-Commander. That's an order.
Not that interesting. Always complaining. Give us our stuff back. Oh, everyone else woke up? It's been 3 hours?
Oh, there's Porthos.
Yeah, Porthos. You okay?
You were gonna go to the Middle East.
I'm going to be contacting the Vulcan High Command as well as Starfleet. If you come within a light year of any one of our ships, you won't know what hit you.
You'll never see us again.
If you want to be unshackled, you might think about showing Krem here a little more respect.
Vermin!
Release me, and I'll forget this ever happened. Later, maybe, if you're nice.
Let me go, you idiot! Shut up!
Are you sure you want to stay here with the Humans? My ship and your talents, we could build a vast fortune.
Bye-bye.
I'll let you have my Latinum pen, the one you always had your eye on. No thanks. My Beetle snuff collection makes me sneeze. Name your price.
Whatever he offers you, I'll double it.
Crap! We're family.
I know a Bolian female. I could introduce you.
I'm in charge now. I've got the lobes for business. For the credits. Watch the credits. Huh? Wait, just tap on the middle of the screen. Okay. It's letting us watch the credits. Let's do that. So, it was called Acquisition, right?
Yes. I want to see special guests.
That was so cool to see the Ferengis for the first time.
Did they ever say they were Ferengi?
I don't think so.
So it could be that they, I don't know, they just, somewhere they figured it out.
Ba-da. All right, pause. Or else it'll move forward. All right, so that's episode 17 of the podcast for episode 18 of the show. And man, for a moment there, I thought it was going to be Ferengis talking in Ferengi the whole time.
That would be cool.
And then just,
we'd have to figure out what they were doing from their,
through context clues. Yeah.
Context clues.
You've seen the Star Wars, holiday special, right?
Long time ago.
So I finally saw it, because there's another podcast called Newcomers with Nicole Byer and Lauren Lapkus, and it was their first time watching all of the Star Warses.
Oh, and they so watched that show.
Yeah, so they went through the holiday special, and I hadn't seen it at all And so I was like, I'll give this a shot. And it goes, everyone is speaking in Wookiee the whole time. And so you just kind of have to, put things together and be like, yeah, it's pretty great. But yeah, thanks for listening. Star Trek Enterpods. Go ahead and listen to my other three podcasts. You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. My Ideas. And I Am Doug Rich. Go to reallygladyoucame.bandcamp.com. Dougathan.threadless.com. You know, I'm everywhere. I'm on the internet. Are you on the internet?
I am not.
All right. Engage?
Engage!
Hit it.
So.
Alright. Bye!